This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
My name is Jonathan Walker. I'm coming from Kings Winford, and I'm doing a Trade for Trade Skills basic plumbing course.
And welcome to the trade show today, where we're joined by Jonathan Walker, who is doing his plumbing practical training with D4TS. Hi Jonathan, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Could you brief us on your career up to date, please?
Well, I'm actually a firefighter in London. I've been a firefighter for 6 years, and I'm looking for a way of supplementing my income.
How did you decide to enter to go into the plumbing industry at all?
It's something I'm quite interested in anyway. I've done quite a bit of work doing bits and bobs, bits of plumbing at home and for friends, things like that. It's something my dad has taught me. He's not a plumber, but he just does sort of domestic stuff for himself. And it seemed like a logical step for me to progress into it. It's something that I knew I'd naturally be good at. And it is a good profession. You know, lots of people in the industry have very good lives. They earn good money, and yet they have a good working life.
So you fancy changing your career, you found about D4TS, and you came down to do your practical training. How are you finding it?
I'm finding it very good. Very good. There's a hell of a lot of stuff that I've learned, because I'm on my second week now. The first week, I learned how to do a lot more than I ever could before, you know, how to bend pipes and how to make things look the way they should. This week, we're fitting a bathroom, in which I'm learning sort of the water regulations as I progress, and how things should be correctly mounted onto walls, and how to make things perfect.
And what are the things you have most enjoyed doing in your practical training so far?
I would say it's actually the pipe bending, learning how to manipulate the pipes to get around corners or into boilers, that kind of thing. Because there's quite a lot to the pipe bending in a sense, and the different angles in which you need to bend things.
You mentioned that you had some plumbing experience before you came to the practical training.
That's correct.
But I just wonder, what would you say to people out there who have perhaps no experience at all?
The course has started at a base level to make sure that everyone builds up their knowledge as they go along. So realistically, you could go into this course with absolutely no practical experience whatsoever and still succeed in becoming a plumber, because of the way the course is very comprehensive. It covers everything.
And what do you think are the most important qualities which plumber need to possess today?
Well, I mean, nowadays you need to be reliable, have good customer care, be willing to, willing to sort of work with your customers, make sure you help them out as much as they help you, build up a good base of clientele. If you're very good at customer care, then your name will get passed forward onto others.
That's a very good strategy. And do you have any tips for students who are already on the course, or for potential students, how they could do better in their training?
I think the best thing to do is to really listen to your tutors. They're very knowledgeable, and they're always willing to help. So if you start struggling a bit, just talk to them, because I've seen that the people who are struggling with the course, the ones that are asking, are progressing well and they're developing well. The ones who don't seem to be asking as many questions aren't necessarily progressing at the same rate, and so they find themselves doing things wrong and then having to restart, which is another learning tool for them. But if they were to listen to the tutors initially, then they'd have progressed more efficiently.
And what is the big plan for you after you finish your course and become fully qualified?
My plan to be self-employed, because my idea is to run my plumbing around my current career as a firefighter. And because of the work I do, it is something that I'm able to squeeze in to supplement my income. So self-employed.
That sounds like a perfect plan for you. And we wish you best of luck when you finish your course and when you become qualified. Thank you very much for joining us today, John.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.